Part 1.
Recently in the news, students and graduates have been complaining about how interns are treated, basically about the fact that many people doing internships are either very badly paid or not paid at all. We asked Jake Butler from the website SaveTheStudent.org to give us the facts. Hello, Jake. Nice to have you on the programme.
Hi there.
So, what's the current situation with interns getting paid?
Well, I'd like to make it clear that at Save the Student, we're strongly against unpaid internships. And thankfully, the situation is better than it used to be.
But are unpaid internships actually legal?
They can be. It all depends on your status as an intern. That is, whether you qualify as a worker or not. And the law isn't completely clear about what being a worker means.
So how do you know if you should be getting paid?
Well, if you're promised a contract for future work once the internship period is over, then you are an employee. So you're entitled to the national minimum wage. That's £7.70 an hour, or the national living wage if you're over 25, which is £8.21 an hour.
Are there any other situations in which you should definitely be paid?
Yes. If you spend your day doing jobs that would usually be done by a paid employee, then you should also be paid the minimum or living wage.
So when is it legal for an employer not to pay an intern?
You don't have to be paid if you're doing an internship as part of your university course, or if you're doing school work experience. And of course, if you're volunteering for a charity.
Any other situations?
Yes. You also don't have to be paid if the role you have is similar to work experience or shadowing, where you are in an office or another workplace just to observe and learn about what's going on rather than actually working. But, and this is very important, if you're not getting paid for doing an internship, you shouldn't be given fixed working hours.
So the important thing is to know your rights.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Jake.